Arr, you know, today is Talk Like a Pirate Day. Did you know that earlier this week it was National Step Family Day?
I did not know that.
You did not know that.
Too many special days.
Because
today is National Butterscotch Pudding Day, along with Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Pirates love butterscotch pudding, they do. Walk the plank and get me some pudding. Today is, yes, National Talk Like a Pirate Day. It was National Step Family Day earlier in the week. So and to honor that, the first half of Factor Bullcrap is about step families. Are we ready? Gentlemen, Factor Bullcrap. Khloe Kardashian is a stepmother. Khloe Kardashian, a stepmom. Factor Bullcrap.
What?
Okay, I mean, I think it was pretty simple. Khloe Kardashian is a stepmom.
I understand the
Factor
question, but it doesn't sound like Khloe Kardashian. No,
I don't think she is. I think bullcrap.
Yeah, I think bullcrap, too.
It's true. Lamar Odom has a 15-year-old daughter and 11-year-old son from previous relationship. Of course, the divorce rumors are true. She won't be their stepmom for much longer.
I had Khloe married to somebody else.
I forget which one is married to Lamar Odom. Yeah, Khloe's the Wookiee.
Oh, stop it.
All right, Will Smith. You remember which one Will Smith is,
I
right?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Will Smith is a stepdad. Fact or bullcrap?
No, I think all of his kids are with Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
I think that's bullcrap, too.
It is bullcrap. Jada Pinkett Smith, however, is a stepmom. Will has a 20-year-old son named Trey from his first marriage. All right. Fact or bullcrap? Kurt Russell is a stepdad. Fact or bullcrap?
Yes. Yes, he is. Fact.
Okay, I'll agree. Fact.
It is. His most famous stepchild, of course, Kate Hudson, who also has an older brother named Oliver. Both are from Goldie Hawn's second marriage. Actor Colin Hanks is Rita Wilson's biological son, but he's actually Tom Hanks' stepson.
No way.
Fact or bullcrap?
He looks just like Tom Hanks. There's no way. This is bullcrap.
Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. It's the other way around. He is Tom's son, and Rita is his stepmom.
There you go.
All right, Tom Bergeron, you know, from America's Funniest Videos, Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. Tom Bergeron has two stepchildren, and their biological father is Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell. Fact or bullcrap?
Tom Bergeron is in the Hall of Fame for the pregnant pause, and the winner is...
Yeah, I know. The next day.
Right, waits the longest amount of time before announcing the winner.
Fact or bullcrap.
But we're talking about another kind of pregnant here. bullcrap.
It's got to be, doesn't it? I mean, Mark Paul Gosselaar's kids are, it's got to be bullcrap. Although it's stupid enough to be true. Maybe I'll try to break the tie here. I'm going to say this is fact.
It is indeed bullcrap.
Ah.
Mark does indeed have two kids, but their stepfather is game show host Jeff Probst.
Oh, it was a
from
trick
Survivor.
Question. A trick question.
So there's a woman out there who goes only for game show hosts.
Well,
outfox myself.
All right, now we move on to the second half of Fact or Bullcrap, and it's all about The Wizard of Oz. You ready for this? Here we go. After filming, Judy Garland adopted the dog that played Toto. Fact or bullcrap?
I think she wanted to but wasn't allowed to. This is bullcrap.
I believe it's bullcrap also.
It is bullcrap. The dog's real name was Terry. It was a female. Garland did try to adopt it, but the owner refused to sell. Fact or bullcrap? Terry the dog, the one that played Toto, got paid more than the Munchkins. Fact or bullcrap?
That's probably true. It wasn't such a good deal to be a little person in Hollywood there. Fact.
It is fact.
Yeah, it is fact. The Munchkin actors got between $50 and $100 a week. Toto got $125.
And all the hooch you can drink.
Yeah.
You bet. It's all backstage, out of the production trailer. Go ahead.
All right. The part of Dorothy almost went to Shirley Temple. Fact or bullcrap?
I think that might be true. I'm going to say, they cast those parts different. A lot of different people were casting those parts originally. I'm going to say that this is fact.
I know that. This was fact. Shirley Temple, though, worked for a different studio, and the other studio wouldn't release her. This is fact.
She was MGM's first choice because of how popular she was. Yes, it is fact. And because she was closer to Dorothy's age in the original book, but she was under contract with 20th Century Fox, so they would not let it happen. The pink horse that pulls the carriage in the Emerald City died shortly after filming because they painted it with lead paint. Fact or bullcrap?
This is the horse of many colors. I'd always heard that it was Jell-O crystals that they put over that horse.
I heard that too. I think this is bullcrap.
Yeah, I'm going to say bullcrap too.
You're right. It is bullcrap. They did, in fact, use Jell-O. And they had to shoot the scene as fast as possible because the horse kept licking itself.
I lead 8-7 here, and 8 is an unusually high number of correct answers here.
All right, last but not least.
So you have to go first.
Okay.
Last but not least. In the original book, Dorothy's ruby red slippers were green. Fact or bullcrap?
Most people don't know that, but that's true. That's fact.
Yeah, I'll agree. Fact.
Yeah, it's bullcrap.
What?
Yeah, they were silver, but the producers wanted to take advantage of the film being shot in Technicolor, so they went with red.
I automatically have to go opposite of you when it's like that, just in case. God.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, fact or bullcrap, there it is.
The founders of International Talk Like a Pirate Day wish to remind you to talk like a pirate responsibly. And remember, it's not always appropriate in the workplace.
Jones, I be realizing that ye have 3 kids and a mortgage, but times they are a tough, and I be having to let you go.
But sir, my wife is sick.
Exercise caution when deciding to talk like a pirate in sensitive situations.
Arr, ma'am, I'm afraid your dog didn't make it. He's gone down to Davy Jones' locker.
Oh my gosh.
Or when you need to be taken seriously.
Ahoy! I be needing to fill out a sexual harassment form.
Sure you do.
Remember to use good judgment and enjoy International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.